Derek Stern's going to be jumping center against Noah Hyatt. A couple of 6'5", 6'6", kids out there. Clint Hatch back defensively at the top of the key. Warriors going right to left in front of me. I'm behind the scorer's table. There's the ball is up. Hatch wins the tap easily. Almost tips it out of bounds. Wilson saves it, and Hatch gets it back. Good job by Derek to win that. Devin McShane right off the bat with a three. A little strong. Tipped out by Derek. Saved by Wilson to McShane. McShane over to Dylan. Dylan short on the three. It rolls in. Caught the front rim and knocked it down. Dylan Stearns with the first bucket of the game. It's 3-0 Warriors. That one looked short. It was. Caught the front of the rim. Got a great shooter's roll. Now Hatch knocks the ball away off of number 10. That is Henry Scolari, and it goes off of Scolari and out of bounds. Great job by Clint Hatch to get down there on the guard. Knock it away. Wilson inbounds to McShane. McShane will bring it up. Back over to Wilson. Left wing extended 30 feet. Looks for the cutter. Nothing there. Now to Stearns as he pops out top of the key. Over to Dylan now at the Warrior head. Dylan looks for Stern or for Hatch. Down low he scores and he's fouled. Great pass. Dylan Stearns to a cunning Clint Hatch. And Hatch lays it up and in and draws contact. And it's 5-0. Down picked up by Scolari. Scolari pushes it up the right side. Derek Stearns cuts him off. Scolari behind his back gets to the foul line. Takes it up with the left hand and misses. Nice rebound in traffic by Derek Stearns. Derek dribbles it out of there. Pushes it to McShane. McShane left corner three by Dylan Stearns. Looks good. Rims in and out. Out. That one had 3 points written all over it. Rebound by Jaderos. Jaderos, quick hitter up to Hyatt. Hyatt hooks it into Davis. Davis misses. Ball loose. Hyatt gets it. He's in traffic. Loses it. Out of bounds. Off of Hyatt. Warrior basketball. 6:19 to go in the first quarter. 5-0 Warriors. And a frenetic couple of minutes here. McShane, the quick hitter. Bounce pass inside to Hatch. Lays it up and in. Clint Hatch running the floor. They tried to press. Quick press break to McShane. McShane, it looked like he was going to drive. Pulled up quick. Hit the bounce pass to Hatch as he cut to the basket. And he lays it up and in. Nice job by McShane to find Hatch for the bucket. It's 7-0 Warriors. Hey, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. So when you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. So visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. All right, back to live Warrior basketball action here. 7-0 Warriors, less than 2 minutes into the first quarter. The Warriors have shown great shot selection. Could have had more. They've had a couple of good-looking shots that didn't drop in. Scolari with the ball. He walks it up the middle of the floor. McShane got to pick him up at about 22 feet. Scolari, they fake the trap. He goes baseline to Waddington. Waddington rims it in. Seth Waddington with the first basket of the game. There's a quick pass up the court to McShane. Red Devils back on defense well. Dylan Stearns right side by the Warrior head. Picks up his dribble. Hits Wilson as he pops out. Wilson fakes the jumper at the foul line. Out of McShane, back to Wilson. He penetrates. Kicks it left side. Derek Stearns, 15-footer. A little short. And the rebound to Jaderos. Jaderos brings it up himself. Crosses over, gets past Dylan. Clint helps out there, and Wilson almost got the steal. And then the pass down low goes out of bounds. Going to be Warrior basketball. Good job by the Warriors to harass Waddington into making a bad pass. Wilson, quick hitter up to McShane. Left wing, 25 feet. Now to Derek, top of the key extended. Back to McShane, left wing extended. McShane dribbles out towards the midline. The circle, just inside the circle there. Now to Stearns at the Warrior head. Stearns dumps inside to Dylan Derek Stearns, and he tries to bounce past that to McShane. Scolari gets the pick and the score going the other way. Bad turnover there by the Warriors. Dylan Stearns now pushes it up, gives it back to Wilson, and they set it up. Man-to-man defense extended out to about 24 feet right now by Coquille. Left side, Dylan Stearns with the ball. Penetrates with the left hand, takes it up, and scores off the glass. Dylan Stearns with a nice aggressive move, and he's got 5 in the game. Took that ball with the left hand all the way, switched it back to the right at about 5 feet, and laid it up again over number 32, the 6'6 Hyatt. There's a deep three by Scolari from about 27 feet, and he buries it. That's going to be a defensive adjustment the Warriors need to make. Wilson penetrates, kicks it back to Derek, over to Dylan, left angle three, just a little bit long, and Scolari comes out of there with the rebound. Scolari hopping up the floor, gets it to number 12. He misses. That is Jaderos, and Hatch out of there with a rebound to McShane. McShane, quick hitter right at the rim, takes it all the way in. It's going to be an offensive foul. Devin McShane with a nice aggressive drive ends up picking up the offensive foul. Good job by Waddington to draw the charge there. 4:09 to go in the first quarter. Warriors up 2, 9-7. Stearns with 5, Hatch with 4. Now Jaeger comes into the game. He's going to replace Derek Stearns. So the Warriors go a little shorter, but they go a lot quicker here. And they'll be in their 1-3-1 now with Jaeger at the top. Talked with Coach Nelson about this, if you heard it at halftime of the girls' game, about what Jaeger brings to this team as a junior. 6'2", long and fast. There's a three-pointer out of the corner. Misses. Stearns with the rebound. McShane now at the Warrior head. Back to Wilson, top of the key. Wilson, hook pass down inside to Hatch. He lays it up and in. What a great look by Brandon Wilson. With a nice right-hand pass down inside to Hatch as Wilson drew the defense. Waddington out to Jaderos. He misses. Hatch with a strong rebound in traffic. He's pushed. Gets away with it. There's a long pass. Scolari knocks it out of bounds. Wilson trying to find a cutting McShane at the other end. Ball knocked away. 11-7 Warriors. 3:34 to go in the first. Into the game for the Red Devils. Number 21, Wyatt Munson. He joins Hyatt, Waddington, Jaderos, and Scolari on the floor. Brandon Wilson triggers it in out top to Jaeger. Now they go back to Wilson in the corner, and he draws a foul as he drives baseline. Blocking foul. That'll be just the second team foul of the game on Coquille. Both teams with two here midway through the first quarter. Wilson to inbound, about 15 feet out on the left baseline. Underneath their own basket. Gets it out to Dylan. Stearns over to McShane now. Back to Dylan. Dylan down in the corner to Wilson. Wilson pulls up from 15. Buries it. Nice little, took a dribble, stepped back, and drilled it. Nice job by Brandon Wilson, his first two of the game. There's a left corner three by Waddington, and he hits it. Nice quick offense there. Coming right back at you. Waddington with 5 in the game. Dylan Stearns drives left baseline, gets into traffic, misses. Hatch with the rebound, puts it up and in. Clint Hatch with 8 points here in the first 5 minutes of the game, and he's doing the dirty work on both ends of the floor. Scolari with the ball. Scolari with a 23-footer. No good. Hatch had the rebound, knocked out of his hands. How is that not a foul, I ask you, as Waddington knocks Hatch to the floor and knocks the ball out of bounds. He just jumped right into Hatch's chest to knock the ball away. Knocked Hatch down. No call, but the Warriors do get the ball. Wilson inbound to Jaeger. Jaeger will dribble it up with Scolari on him. Left side, to Dylan Stearns. He drives all the way in, misses. He tips it back out to Wilson. Wilson, McShane. Stearns, right side three, buries it. Dylan Stearns, no conscience there. Missed the driving layup, gets it back and drills the three from the corner. 18-10 Warriors. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scolari at the Warrior head, fakes the three, draws two guys. Now he penetrates into the foul line, gets it up, lays it up, misses. Battling in there, and we're going to have a foul on Dylan Stearns over the back of Jaderos. It's going to be Stearns' first foul. Third team foul on the Warriors. Derek Stearns back in, going to replace Clint Hatch, and Sam White into the game, going to give Dylan Stearns a break. Nice job by the Warriors seniors there in the first 6 minutes of this game. So it's Wilson, McShane, Derek Stearns, Jaeger, and White. And Hyatt makes a tough, tough catch underneath the basket in traffic and makes the basket. McShane left angle, three, buries it. Devin McShane with his first basket of the game. It's 21-12 Warriors. That's how you answer. Now Jaeger picks up a blocking foul on Scolari. It'll be Jaeger's first foul, fourth team foul on the Warriors. Minute 40 to go in the first. Jaeger, a tough cover, built like a running back. Real solid kid's got three-point range out. We saw out to, he hit about a 26-27-footer earlier. And so great range, good ball handler, very crafty. There's a three-pointer by Waddington. That one no good. Hyatt battling Wilson. Hyatt knocks it loose. Ball's loose. Now Wilson comes out of there with it. Gets it across half court. Kicks it right side. White for three. Little strong there. White's first shot of the game coming in. There's a long outlet pass by Coquille, and Wilson blocks it out of bounds, and they call the foul. The official really was not in a good position to make that call, but because the shooter, Miller, went to the floor, I think is why they called Wilson on that. Wilson looked like he got all ball from him. We had a pretty good angle on that. That's Wilson's second foul. That means he's going to get a break here, and Dylan Stern's going to come back into the game. Nice effort by Brandon. He thought he had all ball too, but sometimes when you get all ball and the player ends up on the floor because of the force of that block, you end up getting a foul called on you. So Brandon comes out. Miller misses the first foul shot. He'll get one more. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. 21-12 Warriors. They've met the physicality challenge so far of Coquille. Second one is good by Miller, his first point of the game, and it's a 8-point Warrior lead, 21-13. White at the point now, gets it across half court, bounce pass to McShane, left angle, 26 feet, back to White out on top. They go high post to Derek Stearns, turns around, buries the 15-footer. Derek Stearns with his first basket of the game. Didn't think about it, just turned at the foul line, nobody on him, and buried it. There's Waddington with the missed 18-footer. White ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger, nice catch. Bounce pass to McShane, knocked away and stolen by Scolari. Helter Skelter up and down. Scolari's pass knocked away by Derek. Scolari gets it back, bounce pass to Hyatt, and Derek's going to pick up a cheapie down low, and he knows it. Nice pass by Scolari into Hyatt. And a good job by the Warriors to get back on defense to prevent that easy basket. 10-point game, 23-13, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. 16 fouls on the Warriors, only two on Coquille. But the Warriors are deep, and they'll play a lot of guys this game. Jaderos into Waddington, pulls up from 12, short. Nice rebound by Dylan Stearns in traffic, and he comes out of there with it. Looks up to McShane. That one stolen by Scolari, but he's out of bounds. Good hustle by Scolari. The Warriors got a little bit predictable, and Dylan knows it. He looks at Coach Nelson, points to himself, and says, yeah, that one's on me. Telegraph that one. They've done that about eight times now to get the ball off the floor. Now Stearns penetrates, gets poked away by Miller. Scolari comes out of there with it. Scolari, right angle, three. McShane challenges. Scolari misses. Derek Stearns battling with Davis in there. Davis probably got Dylan, or probably has Derek by about 15 pounds or so. He looks like a defensive end out there, but it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Coquille basketball. Jaderos triggers it in. White almost stole it. Scolari comes down with it, passes it in to Davis. He misses one, gets it back, and puts it up and in. Dustin Davis, that was a nice pass by Scolari. That kid's a good ball player right there, I'll tell you what. White penetrates, draws contact, up and in. Should have gotten a and one on that. Doesn't get it, but he gets the basket. 25-15 Warriors with 5 seconds to go. Scolari walks it across. Goes baseline to Miller. They dump it into Davis. He tips it up. No good. I think he was the only person aware that there was only a second left on the clock. They should have never passed that ball to him. He had no chance to catch and shoot. Hey, we're at the end of one quarter. It's 25-15 Warriors after one. And I want to take this opportunity to remind you that Tim Harsma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand your goal so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. So, hey, contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today, 503-565-2043. But don't call Tim Harsma right now, because Tim Harsma's at the game. Now, he might take your call anyway, because it might forward to his cell, and because that's the kind of insurance agent he is. He'll take your call even at a game. But he'd probably rather if you called him during business hours. Tim's a great guy, great supporter of Amity Athletics, and we appreciate his support of our broadcast. Also want to remind you of McMullen Electric, one of our other sponsors. Jed, another alumnus of Amity, as is Uncle Jack's owner, Janelle Temple Ralston, and Tim Harsma. And McMullen Electric will take care of all of your needs. Doesn't matter what size the project is. Jed and the boys that work there just are going to take attention to detail. They're great with customer service. They're going to listen to what you're trying to accomplish. They're going to make sure it gets done right. You're not going to have any worries about the job when it's in their hands. You can contact McMullen Electric at 503-435-9487. All right. Back to live action. Start of the second quarter. Warriors up 25-15. And the ball. McShane over to Dylan Stearns. Dylan at the Warrior head. Pressured by Jaderos. to McShane, top of the key. Now goes left side. White, three-pointer corner, drops in. Sam White with the three. What a fantastic play that was to get White involved on the offensive end. He's got five. Scolari working on White, hands the ball to Jaderos. Now to Waddington. Waddington working on Dillon. Now he goes left corner. That was a travel. Got away with it, and there's a three-pointer missed. And Jaeger throws it back in off of Hyatt's face. Hyatt makes a nice pass to Jaderos, and then looks like Davis ends up cleaning up the mess on the offensive glass, and he's going to get an and-one opportunity here. 28-17 Warriors. And Davis, the 6'6 senior, who definitely is no stranger to the weight room, steps up to the foul line. And he buries the free throw calmly. He's got five in the game and probably has seven or eight rebounds already. He's a beast in there. White with the ball, 10-point lead for the Warriors. Goes right angle extended. Now they go Jaeger from 15. Turn around, buries it. Kodiak Jaeger. Turnaround jumper from 12 feet. And the Warriors are up by 12, 30-18. Jaderos to Waddington. Comes around top of the key to the foul line. Pulls up and buries the 17-footer. Waddington with a nice-looking shot there. He's got seven. Stearns over by the Warrior head. Out top to Derek. Now McShane dribbles it back towards the top of the key from the left side. Goes into the high post to Jaeger. He turns around from 17. Little short on that one. Throws up that knuckleball and comes up short. 6:30 to go now in the first half. 30-20 Warriors. There's a drive. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And that's a bad call, but it's going to be in favor of the Warriors. Scolari's shot got blocked by McShane out of bounds. And I think Devin was surprised as anybody when they pointed Warriors way. He thought Scolari just lost the ball, and it was clearly off of the Warriors. But that's one that went our way, and we've had some not go our way. White with the ball now just inside the center circle. Left side, the angle deep at 26 feet is McShane. McShane finds a popping out Jaeger by the top of the key. He crosses over, goes to the left hand, penetrates into about 8 feet. Got fouled, no call there, ball loose. And finally, Waddington comes out of there with it. Waddington working on White. Crosses over Sam, and now Sam backs off. He'll pick him up at about 30 feet. Waddington dribbles to his right, pulls up at 12. Now kicks it left side, Jaderos. Jaderos goes, tries to go inside to Davis, and the pass was uncatchable for Davis. He threw it too low and too far out. Davis had sat back against Hatch and needed the pass to come right into him, and he couldn't get off his heels to go get it. White with the ball now. Warriors up 10, 30-20. Goes left side to McShane. Now back out top to Jaeger at 24 feet. Goes right side to Dillon. Dillon goes low on the baseline to Hatch. Hatch back out on top to White. Had the three. Couldn't catch it cleanly. Does a jump stop into the lane. Misses a short one. And that is Hyatt out of there with the rebound. Hyatt gets it to Waddington. Waddington with Dillon on him. He pulls up at the three-point line. That one's short. Rebound by Hyatt. He's working on that glass, and he gets the lay-in after that. Noah Hyatt with 4 points in the game. Stearns now at the Warrior head. They dump it inside a Hatch. He's double-teamed. He turns, shoots. Ball bounces around. Doesn't go. McShane battling in there. Can't get it. Goes off of him into the corner. Saved by Jaderos. Jaderos gets it to Waddington. Goes baseline. That shot blocked by Hatch, and they're going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness. If that's on Hatch, that's ridiculous. It might be on Jaeger down low. Yeah, they're going to call that on Jaeger. I thought there's no way that's on Hatch. He blocked the shot at about 11 feet. Didn't come close to the player, but Jaeger must have got him down low. 8-point lead for the Warriors. 5 minutes to go in the first half. 30-22. Waddington's first one is good. Scott knew this was going to be a tough game for the Warriors. It's going to be a physical game, and now they pull out both of the big guys. They pull out Hyatt and Davis, so they're going a lot smaller. They're not necessarily going a lot shorter. They've got, can't see his number, looks like 24. That's Shep, who's 6'3". Second one also good for Waddington. Waddington now with 9 points in the game, and White draws a foul. That's going to be on a newcomer for Coquille. Looks like it's on, it's on Cody Miller. Take it back. He's been in the game for a while. So they subbed in, brought in number 24, that's Shep, a 6'3 senior, but not nearly as physically put together as the two guys they took out. White with the ball. right angle, penetrates, bounce pass for Hatch, no good. Jaeger gets it, kicks it left corner. Wilson for three, airs that one out, but chased down by White. White doubled in the right corner, gets it to Jaeger, and Jaeger's fouled by on a reach-in by Scolari. That was just an incidental one where Scolari was a little out of position when Jaeger caught the ball. That's just the fourth team foul on Coquille, 18 fouls on the Warriors. White set to inbound by the Warrior head on the far sideline. Gets it into Jaeger. Jaeger, top of the key extended. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson pulls up from 15, buries it. Little attempted steal by there by Scolari, and he missed it, and Wilson got a wide open look from 15. Wilson with four in the game. Scolari penetrates baseline left side, misses the shot. Loose ball inside. Dylan Stearns comes out of there with it, gets it to Brandon Wilson. Wilson way ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger with a left hand lays it up and in. Kodiak Jaeger, we talked about his athleticism. Wilson with a great look up the floor to see Jaeger streaking down the left side. Jajeros over to Waddington. He penetrates to about 17. Now kicks it left side back to Jajeros. He misses. High for the rebound, Dylan Stearns. Stearns looking up the floor. Nothing there. Goes right side to White. White at the Warrior head. Crosses over. Now gets to the foul line. Kicks it back out to Jaeger. Jaeger fakes. Goes to about 12. Misses back rim. Miller with the rebound. And then we've got a timeout taken by Coquille. 3:48 to go in the first half. 34-24 Warriors. We're going to have just a 30-second timeout here. So let me remind you that if you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering smoky flavor that only comes through smoke being slowly infused into that meat, if that's what you like, if that sounds good, it sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is just like that, mouth-watering and that smoky flavor. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, whatever you want, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, Janelle does that full-service catering thing when you've got that event where you need the best food around. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. 3:48 to go, first half. 34-24 Warriors. Warriors have 18 fouls. Coquille just four. I think the only Warrior in foul trouble, though, at all is Brandon Wilson with two, and he's out there right now. So Wilson playing with those two fouls. White going to pick up Jajeros as he crosses half court. Gets a screen over there from Hyatt back in the game. Now they get in the hands of Waddington. Waddington with Dylan on him. Dylan backs up to the three-point line. And then we got three in the key called. Nice job by Sam White. He got stuck on a switch guarding a 6'5" Hyatt. And Hyatt wanted that ball so bad he forgot that he was in the lane for 3 seconds. Good job by Sam to body him up. White now with the ball. Warriors up 10. White at 17 feet draws the foul. He's going to go to the line. Nice pass from Dylan Stearns. Sam kicked it to Dylan, left wing. Dylan went right back to him when he saw the defender sag off. Sam took a dribble, got to just about the foul line, then got hit on the arm as he went up for the shot as the defense tried to recover. So real nice play there. Dylan Stearns, as good a passer as I think you're going to find in our league. And right up there with him, you know, you probably go with the Bernard's kid from Dayton, but then also Brandon Wilson. I mean, just two fantastic passers on the floor for the Warriors a lot of the time. White hits the first, hits the second clean, and Sam pushes that lead out to 12, 36-24. He's got 7 points in the game. Not sure what Sam's career high is, but he's off to a great start here tonight in the first half. Been real aggressive at the offensive end and playing good defense right now as he works on Jajeros. Now he switches on to Scolari. Scolari gets a pick at the top of the key. Goes baseline into Hyatt. Hyatt's going to be fouled by Wilson from behind. That's going to be Brandon's third. Sam's raising his hand trying to take the foul, but I don't think they're... Oh, they are going to give it to Sam. Nice job by Sam White to take credit for that foul, and maybe he did get him. Wilson probably got him also. And we got a timeout taken by the Warriors with a 12-point lead, 3:10 to go. This is just going to be a 30-second timeout. So let me remind you that you can see Tim Harsman at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most. And you can get started today on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harsman today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. And also, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners in Yamhill County, and they're managed locally by the people you know. So when you choose First Federal, you know that your money's staying in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So they're going to put, looks like Davis going to the line. 6 foot, 6 inch, senior post. Going to get two shots after the foul by Sam White. Misses the first one. Davis with 5 points in the game so far, was 1 for 1 for the line before that. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Warriors with their next foul will put Coquille into the double bonus. And Davis misses a pair. Ball's loose, and McShane comes out of there with it. Wilson now going to walk it up as we come up on the three-minute mark. Wilson goes right side to Dillon. Dillon finds Sam White around the top of the key. Now swings it left side. He missed. Wilson missed Dillon as he cut to the hoop. Get it to McShane at the foul line. Pulls up and bangs it down from 16 feet. Devin McShane just 5 points in the game. But he's only taken a couple of shots. Penetration in by Scolari, and they're going to call a foul again. The Warriors just get a little too physical on those drives. And I think this one is going to result in two shots for Scolari. It's going to be on Hatch. And that is Hatch's first in the game. And Coquille, as I mentioned, will be in the double bonus the rest of this 241. It's good that Brandon Wilson stayed out of getting that third foul. Getting talked to right now by Coach Dad on the bench there, reminding him what he needs to do. Scolari hits the first. I don't think I'm surprised by that. Scolari, outstanding basketball player. He's got 6 points in this game, but he's been the best player on the floor for Coquille by far. Just one of those very mature, heady players. Now he misses the second one, and White gets the rebound. Scolari almost took it back from him. So a surprise miss there by Scolari. Warriors basketball. White goes left side to Dillon. Dillon dribbles around the top of the key. Now he goes right side of the Warrior head to Brand. Hasn't been able to find that range. Feel comfortable there yet. Waddington drives him with the left hand and makes a tough shot over Dillon Stearns. What a shot by Waddington. Dillon now returns the favor, goes baseline, gets into traffic, kicks it out to Sam White, three-pointer left angle, buries it. Sam's got the feel, baby. He's got two of those tonight. And White now with 10 points in the first half. What a lift that is. And Dillon Stearns is going to pick up a foul at the other end as he goes for the pump fake by Hyatt. And Hyatt will go to the line to shoot two. Warriors up 12, 41-29. It's a good thing they're deep because that's 11 team fouls here in the first half. Warriors with a 12-point lead, but a lot of fouls being divvied up. That's Dillon Stearns' second. Brandon Wilson, of course, on the bench with three personal fouls here in the first half. We won't see him until the start of the second half. Hyatt at the line. Short on the first one. Noah Hyatt with 4 points in the game. Going to have one more. Derek Stearns set to check back into the game for the Warriors in the next dead ball. And that'll be right now as Hyatt makes the second and makes it back to an 11-point lead, 41-30 should be. There, the scoreboard caught up with me. Minute 34 to go, first half. Warriors up 11. Been in control of this game really since about 2 or 3 minutes into the first quarter. Hatch turns, buries the 12, 15-footer somewhere in there on the right wing. Haven't seen that shot out of Clint. That's 10 points for Hatch in the game. He's been on the bench for a while. That was a nice job coming into the game and burying that. From the corner, three-point attempt, no good. Hatch tips it twice, gets fouled. That's going to put Hatch on the line shooting 1-on-1 as Davis tackles him. Clint's a quarterback. He's used to getting hit. He can take the shot. And nice job by Clint to go up, tip that to himself, and have a chance to come down with the rebound. That's what drew the foul on Davis, really, was the fact that Clint did such a good job of being able to get a hand, really just to have a fingertip on that ball and tip it away from Davis's reach. So Hatch will go to the line to shoot 1-on-1. Warriors up 13. And he misses that one off the back iron. Clint, not a great foul shooter. It's probably the real weakness in his game. Waddington gets to the foul line, pulls up, and buries the 15-footer. Waddington has really been their offense tonight. And maybe need to make some adjustments there at halftime. 43-32. White over to McShane at the Warrior head. Now to Derek. Derek goes left side to Dillon. Left angle extended. Now to White as he pops out. White, top of the key extended, looks at the cutter, pulls it back. Looks at Hatch as he pops to the high post. Now goes to Dillon. Now they go to Clint. Clint goes baseline to Derek. Derek tried to alley-oop it up and in. Couldn't do it. And Hyatt knocks the ball out of bounds on the rebound. So it's going to be Warrior ball underneath their own basket, right side of the key to inbound. McShane triggers it in, looks around. Now goes to Derek Stearns on the right sideline. Now out to White at the Warrior head. Sam swings it left side to Dylan. Dylan starts to penetrate, goes back to his right hand, pulls back 20-footer, tough shot, no good. And Waddington with the rebound. 17 seconds to go, first half. Warriors up 11. Waddington working on McShane, gets a screen from Hyatt. He goes the other way. Now he picks up a screen from Davis. Bounce pass to Davis. He can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. Davis complaining that he got held in there, but that's what happens when you're cutting through the middle of the key. You're going to get bumped a little bit. White now, 6 seconds. Goes right side to Stearns. Dylan gets to about 15. Floaters, no good. Derek gets it back, puts it up, no good. Couldn't get it off before the buzzer. So what was a 10-point lead is now, after one, is now an 11-point lead at halftime. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. They're up 43-32. We're going to take a break for a couple minutes, and then we'll be back with some scoring totals from the first half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free. Comes out every Wednesday. Port at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville. Fastenal McMinnville is your one-stop shop for all fasteners. If it's a rivet or a bolt, doesn't matter. They have it or can get it. You can also ship large items to another Fastenal store anywhere in the country for about $150. Fastenal McMinnville, 435-1101. Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery. Old-fashioned quality, handcrafted cuisine. Golden Valley is one of only 13 restaurants in the U.S. raising their own beef, and you can taste the difference. Golden Valley Restaurant in Mac, corner of Johnson and 3rd Streets.
Thank you. My car's like new. James W. Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W Car Star. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist. But do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W Car Star, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
Hey, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We're at halftime of the boys' varsity game where the Warriors lead the Coquille Red Devils 43-32. Been a very physical game like Coach Nelson predicted it would be. And we got to enjoy a very good girls basketball game a little earlier. And right now I'm joined by Coach Reg McShane. How you doing, Reg?
I'm doing good.
Man alive. I'll tell you what. Let me see if I can go back and find my numbers here. Down 21-6 after one. Cut it to 10 at halftime. It still didn't look great.
No.
And I'm not getting much out of you here. There we go. And then Lillianne Dumler decides it's time to start shooting three-pointers.
I tell you, she can shoot them. This summer, she won the three-point contest at a couple of places that we'd gone. And you know, that's why we've moved her out. That's why we run that five-out offense, to give her a chance to shoot. And if they don't pick her up, you know, she'll hurt them.
She was 4 out of 5 from three-point range in the third quarter.
And we didn't feed her sometimes that we should have.
Right.
You know, we had her open. You know, I told the kids after the game, I said, that's one of the things you have to know, and that is if somebody's hungry like that, feed them.
Until the defense takes it away or they get cold, one of the two.
That's right.
Absolutely great game Lily Ann really got you back in the game the third quarter. And then first half, it was Keely Graham keeping you in it.
Keely Graham kept us in the game. I think I told you, Jeff, at the last time we talked, I think Keely Graham is one of the top five defensive players in the state. She just keeps coming at you and going. And it was her hustle, I think, that kept us, you know, where we were at least in
that
touch.
Second quarter.
The second quarter.
Well, and you know, it's not just on the purely defensive end. You know, you think about, you know, harassing the ball or whatever as they come across half court, but she does it on the offensive glass. You know, the play is never over when she's in the game. She's tipping balls. She's getting weak side rebounds. She's doing all kinds of little things to keep the play alive.
And we really needed it because our bigs didn't have a very good game. Oh. You know, on the floor all the time, you know, they've got to get a wide base and be able to come up. And Shaylin has got to come through for us in there. And Robbie, if she's gonna play, has to be able to go in there and give me some minutes. We had some real tough matchups there. I had to go pretty young just because of quickness and speed. That's a good team that we played. I'll tell you what,
it's a fundamentally sound team that doesn't beat itself.
No.
And that required a lot of things out of some of your kids that you aren't used to. I mean, Shannon McLean only gives you 4 points in the game, probably only six or seven rebounds, maybe. Picked up a couple of fouls that I thought she had pretty good position on, but that's the way it goes, and you know that. You know you're going to get some of those, and that's why you can't have the cheap fouls that you know that put you in that situation. Morgan Crocks for a great second half.
Absolutely.
Until the cramps kicked in, I think she was having a great second half.
Cramps. She had a couple of shots, Jeff. If we could have got a couple of lay-ins, if we get them in there, I think it.
Well, what I saw is your girls were so tired in that overtime.
Yep.
Keely left a couple short. Morgan left a couple short. Yep. You could just see they played a lot of minutes, and they had to. When you have to come back from being down by 15 right off the, they've got to start coming out of the gate better.
I'm telling you,
that's three games in a row, Reg.
Don't I wish? And three games in a row that, you know, 3 points or less, or 4 points or less. It was three and two.
And two, yeah. You know, they got to stop digging themselves holes. And I don't know what you do as a coach to get them to come out like they do after they dig that hole right off the bat. If they would do that, you know, that changes the whole dynamic game when you're not having to fight back like that.
I think a big thing that would help us is hit a couple of shots. Really, Lily, I think those shots jacked our kids. You know,
They were
up and they were feeling it. And
when you guys got that to 34-30.
Yeah,
right off the bat in the third quarter, you know, boom, boom, a couple of threes.
Got the crowd in it. They couldn't get into it the first half, that's for sure.
There was nothing to get into in that first quarter, was there? Wanted to also point out Maylin Williams.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, she's a heady little freshman player.
And
she's got good court sense.
And she's not quick, but she's so smart.
Yep.
So smart. You know that.
Yeah, she had 8 points in that game, Reg.
And it was her bucket that gave us the overtime.
She missed it, got it back, put it up and in. And in traffic.
That's
she had like
right.
three red jerseys around her. She got that ball. She's like 5'3".
I don't know how she, but
savvy. And you're right, she's not quick and she's not going to jump.
Nope.
But she's in the right spot doing the right thing. And if she becomes a better ball handler and a better outside shooter, she's going to be a really important rotation player for you going forward.
Absolutely. I told, you know, I was asked by the paper what if there was one thing that we could work on. I think defensively we get lost a little bit and the ball's on the backside and they get those backdoor cuts or ball side cuts, and we have got to take that away. You know, there were two or three times that we just got caught standing flat-footed
And I'm going to tell you, I think you played, I don't know if they know it or not, but you might have played one of the top five post players in the league, and she's a freshman coming off the bench for them.
Oh,
that girl's good.
32, you bet. But
the Bear
she's
girl.
Good. She's good outside,
she
too.
Is. She hit a three on you in the first half, and I thought, oh, man.
Yeah.
But she's lefty, you know, around the rim, did all kinds of things, blocked some shots. Tell you what, you know. That's her right there.
Yep.
She's a fantastic young player that you couldn't have had any idea was out there.
No.
And she comes off the bench, and all of a sudden you got this thing to deal with.
And I was kind of glad she didn't play more, because...
I mentioned a couple times during the broadcast. I'm not sure why she's not on the floor all the time.
I don't know.
That girl can play.
Yeah, she sure
so,
can. But they're ranked number four right now, and I think legitimately they lost one kid, and they're, like you said, they don't beat themselves.
No.
They set some pretty good screens.
They make their free throws.
And they're, oh, gosh. But we did, too. You 80%, did. 8 for 10.
Hey, and I wanted to mention one other thing. You know, I know she was struggling a little bit preseason and is now starting to pick up some playing time out of necessity. Alyssa Plumber played well tonight.
Oh, and she's got, you know, she's going to
work her butt off on the defensive end.
There's three kids. If I can bring them on, I think that will create some problems for people in the backcourt, you know. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Reg. Appreciate it. And good luck on Friday at OEA.
You bet.
What is it? Oregon Episcopal,
yeah.
Wherever we are.
Yep.
All right. See you then.
Thanks.
Yep. All right, folks. We are ready to start the second half here. Warriors will be on defense to get things started. Get my microphone stuff put away here after talking to Reg. Appreciate Reg taking some time there. I know he's tired. And appreciate Dave Dumbler giving up his seat so Reg could sit next to me there for a couple minutes. All right. Devils with the ball. Penetration by Waddington goes right into the chest of Derek Stearns. Good defense there. Hyatt got it back. He gets blocked. He gets it back. He misses. Waddington in the scrapping for it. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Davis, and he puts it up and in. Physical job. Dustin Davis, boy. Coquille just did not give up on that play. They cut it down to 9. Derek by the Warrior head. Now to Clint, way out by the center circle. He goes to Wilson. They're extending their man-to-man defense way out. Oh, they're not in a man-to-man anymore. They've gone to a 2-3 zone. I'm having a hard time seeing because there's people standing up in front of me. I'm going to have to stand up here. Hatch out top goes left side to McShane. Lob to Derek Stearns just a little bit too high. That was the play that they used to go to Lance Nelson on all the time, and I think they'll keep working on that till they get it. Waddington pulls up and buries a three right in the face of Brandon Wilson. That was good defense. Waddington don't care. He just buries it, and that kid can shoot. McShane now into the lane. His pass knocked away. Tried to go to Hatch off the drive. Picked up by Scolari. 6-point game now right here in the first minute of the third quarter. Quick 5 points by Coquille. Scolari with the ball top of the key, looking for a screen either way. Goes left. Goes into Hatch. Hatch knocks the pass away. That was Dylan Stearns knocks the pass away. They get it out to number 12, Jadonis, whatever his name is. Hard to say. There's a pass ahead to Derek Stearns. He's fouled. He'll shoot, too. I'm going to get that kid's name right as this game goes on. Jaderos. Capital G, little E, capital D-E-R-O-S. Jaderos. Colton Jaderos. All right. We'll get it right now going forward. Derek Stearns to the line. 6-point game. 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Derek will shoot 2. Good job of running the floor there by Derek. And he buries the first one. He's got 3 points in the game. He's got one more. Chance to make this an 8-point game. 44-37, and that one's short. Ball tipped loose, and Jaderos comes out of there with it. Jaderos pushes it up. Wilson picks him up. They go right side to Waddington, their best player. Waddington comes off the screen, now finds Scolari. Scolari with a 23-footer, and he buries it. I'm not sure who's their best player. It's either Scolari or Waddington. They're giving us some problems right now. Three-pointer by Scolari gives him 9 in the game. Wilson penetrates all the way in, draws contact, and he'll go to the foul line. He will. Hatch would have had the rebound put back there, but Wilson will go to the line. Good penetration there. And that's the second team foul already here in the third quarter. And that's the third on Scolari. Scolari is the engine that makes this Coquille offense go, and Waddington is the guy that can flat-out fill it up. Get you a total on him here. Wilson hits the first one. He's got 5 in the game. Waddington has a pair of three-pointers, has 18 points in the game. Now Wilson with a chance to extend the lead back to 6, and he's long, and the rebound by Hyatt. So Wilson misses a free throw. 5-point game, 6 minutes to go in the third. Waddington works to the left side, finds Jaderos, misses. Scolari with the rebound in traffic, brings it back out to the left 3-point line. Now he penetrates into the foul line, fakes a shot, goes out to Hyatt. He shoots an air ball. Wilson out of there with it. He pushes the ball up the floor. They got a 3-on-2. Wilson's going to draw an offensive foul, I think. Yep. Wilson plows over Waddington, and that's his 4th. That's a bang-bang play, but that's one of those things that Brandon's got to know. I've got 3. I got to be careful. Can't be too aggressive. You got to be smart when you're playing with foul trouble. Brandon's going to come out of the game now. Sam will come in. White in. White had an excellent first half scoring-wise. Had 10 points, a couple of three-pointers, 2 foul shots, and a field goal. Waddington walks it up now. Scolari way off on the right corner. Those are the two guys to really watch for offensively. Waddington works to the Warrior head, now goes top of the key. There's a travel, got away with it. They kick it cross court to Scolari for a spot up three, and he hits it. You can't leave him alone. You got to know where he is. And Scolari got loose on that backside and buries it. Jaeger into the game. Hits Derek Stearns back out on top to Jaeger. Warriors need to settle down. They're getting a little too tough in there. There's a great pass from Jaeger to Hatch, and he gets the lay-in. Clint Hatch with his 12th point of the game. He has done some damage around the rim. That was a great pass from Kodiak Jaeger. Now the Warriors in a 1-3-1. Jaeger out top, working on Waddington. Waddington dribbles through some traffic. His shot, he's going to be fouled. I think that's going to be on White. Good penetration there by Waddington. He's a crafty ball handler, just like Scolari. Those two guys are causing some problems for the Warriors. Scolari has, he's got 12 points in the game, and Waddington had, I think, 18 in the game. He's going to the line. So they've been the 1-2 punch for this offense. Davis has 7. Waddington hits the first, and I think gives him 19 in the game. Hyatt has 5, and that's it for scoring for them. Hyatt back into the game, replacing Munson. He got a quick break there. Now we've got an officials timeout as they get together to talk about, I have absolutely no idea what, maybe a substitution that just happened. Oh, they're checking the possession arrow and making sure that it's going the right way. All right. Waddington's going to have one more. What was a comfortable lead all the way through the first half has evaporated for the Warriors. This is a chance to cut it down to 2 as Coquille came out on fire. Waddington makes it. He's got 20 in the game, and he has been unstoppable. Jaeger to White. White fakes the 3 from 23 feet. Now goes right side of the Warrior head to McShane. McShane back to White. Swings it left side to Jaeger. Fakes the 3. Tries to dump it inside. Ball tipped away. White gets it. Trying to force it a little too much against this 2-3 zone. Now Jaeger to White. White around the top. Over to the Warrior head to McShane for 3. Looks good. Is Devin McShane, he's got 8. And that was a Warrior head 3, baby. You got to give him 4 for something that deep. There's the pass inside to Davis. Nobody saw him. Whoever's on the bottom of that 1-3-1 was not paying attention, and they get a lay-in out of it. 50-47 Warriors. McShane fakes the 3, dribbles in, now kicks it back to White. White at the Warrior head now, dribbles back to the top of the key. Back over to McShane. He's long on his 3 from just to the left of the Warrior head there. And Scolari brings it down. He pulls up for a 24-footer. That one's long. McShane muscles Davis out of the way and gets a rebound. What a great job by the defensive back, Devin McShane. McShane now penetrates. He's going to get an offensive foul. That was a great job by Waddington. Held his ground. That's the second charge that Waddington's drawn. One on Wilson and one on McShane here in the second half. Just getting a little too aggressive. I'm telling you, Ainer Buzinski not liking the call at all. He's muttering something under his breath to that official. But I got to tell you, Ainer, I think it was a good call. I think he had position, and Devin was a little out of control there. Waddington with the ball, walks it across half court against this 1-3-1. They're working a double high screen on him. He goes to the right side, gets it to Scolari. Scolari cross court pass to Jaderos. He misses. Battling inside, Davis gets it. He misses, and Derek Stearns with a rebound. Derek pushes it up himself. Now ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger, corner 3. White looks good. Is Sam White with his 3rd 3 of the game. And what a big shot that was. Makes it a 6-point game with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Scolari out top, swings it left side to Waddington. Waddington working on Jaeger. There. Now he goes left, leaves Jaeger grasping for air, but misses the jumper. And McShane gets the rebound and picks up the foul on Hyatt. Hyatt talking to himself as he walks back up the floor. What he should be saying is, what was I doing trying to body up a guard 80 feet from the opposing basket? That doesn't usually end well for big guys. And now we got a timeout taken by Coquille. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. And I'm going to take this opportunity to remind you to contact Tim Harsmet, Country Financial, today to talk about how he can help you ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim from Country Financial at 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. We appreciate our sponsors of Warrior Basketball, one of them being McMullen Electric. Doesn't matter what size of a project you're doing, what the details are, or how complicated it is, or how simple it is. If you need electrical work done, call those experts at McMullen Electric. Jed McMullen will make sure that the job not only gets done right, but it'll get done at a fair price. You can trust Jed and his locally owned business to make sure that you get treated as a valuable client no matter what. Call McMullen Electric to get your electrical needs met today. 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. All right, coming out of that timeout, they ended up taking a 60 instead of a 30 there. Warriors are walking back out on the floor. We've got Sam White, Kodiak Yeager, Devin McShane, Clint Hatch, and Derek Stearns on the floor. It's going to be Warrior basketball, taking it in underneath their own basket. It's Clint Hatch. Clint gets it in to Sam. Back to Clint. Clint throws it up to Devin. Devin brings it across half court now. Easy press break there. Scolari comes in behind him. Man-to-man defense now for Coquille. White with the ball. Waddington on him. He switches, and Jaderos has him. Swings it left side to Yeager. Yeager with Scolari on him. Back to White now. The Warriors try to figure this defense out. Lobbing the high post to Hatch. Back to White. Open three. Left angle. Rims it. Wouldn't stay down. Look good. Scolari with the rebound. White on him. Scolari bringing it up the floor against White's pressure. White a little frustrated by that miss. Gets a screen. Scolari gets another screen. Goes all the way to the rim. Misses. Yeager high for the rebound. And he pushes it ahead to McShane. McShane one-on-one. And he's going to be fouled by Davis. What a play by McShane. Good play by Davis, quite honestly. Looked like he might have gotten all ball. He wasn't very happy about it. But that was a good aggressive take by Devin McShane. But what made that play happen was an outstanding rebound by Kodiak Yeager in traffic. And Yeager, rather than looking for the outlet, just spun off of the guy that he was boxing out, pushed the ball up the floor, saw McShane, got him the ball, and really attacked that defense right from the immediately as soon as he had the rebound. Derek Stearns out, Dylan Stearns in. McShane hits the first. McShane with 9 points in the game. Had 25 over there against Lapine. But hasn't really been forcing his offense. Hits the second one. McShane with 5 points in this half. 5 in the first half. 10 in the game. 55-47. Warriors have pushed it back up to 8 now. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Waddington gets doubled, hits Hyatt at the foul line, shuffled his feet, got away with it. Back out to Waddington, left angle, gets in. Blocked by Yeager. They're going to call a foul. Yeager, hands on his head, can't believe it. Looks to the sideline. Thought he had all ball. That looked pretty good. Waddington going to go to the line to shoot two. So interesting strategy here. Coquille is going to take their two biggest guys, put them back on the defensive end of the floor. I think trying to give them a little break about having to run the floor and maybe stopping that attacking transition offense the Warriors have. Waddington knocks down the first one. Tell you what, this kid, very good offensive player. Just fundamentally sound. Takes whatever you give him and beats you at the foul line if you put him there. He's hit 4 in a row. He's hit 8 out of 8 from the foul line. Tonight he's got 22. Yeager with the ball. Got a 2-2-1 press now. Gets it right side to White. White backs it out beyond the Warrior head. Throws a lob to Dylan Stearns. Lays it up. And in! Nice backside cut by Dylan Stearns. And he ends up right at the rim with the lob. Waddington right at the rim. He misses. Hyatt with the rebound. He goes up, blocked by Hatch. And they're going to call a foul after the shot. That's a terrible call. I'm going to tell you right now, Clint Hatch had a clean block on Hyatt. He waited until after the ball was off the rim, and somebody almost had a rebound before he called the foul on that. Hatch can't believe it, but you got to move on. 8-point lead for the Warriors. Hyatt to the line. That was Hatch's second foul, 15 foul for the Warriors. Coquille has 14 fouls. We got a minute 55 to go in the third. Hyatt misses the first. He's 1 out of 3 from the foul line tonight. He's going to have one more. Hyatt takes a couple dribbles, spins the ball backwards, and puts the shot up. That one rims around and drops in. Hyatt, 2 out of 4, 6 points in the game. White brings it up against this 2-2-1 pressure, throws it to Dylan in the middle of the floor. Dylan pulls it down, gets it back to Sam. Sam left side to Kodiak. Yeager is going to take a three. They're going to call him for a carry. Got a little sloppy with the ball handling there and turns it over. 7-point game, 57-50. Warriors, minute 44 to go in the third. Coquille put quite the run on him coming out here in the third quarter to cut that 11-point lead down to a couple. The Warriors have responded. It's what you have to do when a team comes out with a lot of energy and starts hitting some shots. Scolari penetrates in left side of the lane, kicks it back out to Waddington. A 23-footer looks good. Oh, my goodness. The kid can shoot. He's got 25 in the game. McShane dribbles into traffic, gets up and under, is going to go to the line. He's just taking it right at the big guys. That one right into the heart of the defense. No fear there. McShane initiating the contact. That one's going to be on Hyatt. That's only his second, but the fifth team foul. But no fear by McShane. He knows there's easy points to be had at that foul line. McShane, first one, rims it in and out. Couldn't stay down. He'll have one more. Hit a pair a couple times, a couple trips ago. Second one, perfect. McShane with 11 in the game. Warriors back up by 5 now. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Waddington with the ball. Working on Jaeger. Jaeger takes him all the way down to the corner. Stays with him. There's the tip by White. Almost had the steal. Now they get it back to Waddington. Puts up a 23-footer right side. That one's a little long. Battling inside. Ball knocked out of bounds by Dylan Stearns.
Timeout Warriors.
And the Warriors are going to take a timeout. Minute 5 to go in the third. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. So when you choose First Federal, you know your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. That'll bring us out of the timeout here. Minute 5 to go in the third. 5-point lead for the Warriors. We knew this was going to be a tough game. This is one of those growing games for the Warriors. They had a big lead in the first half. Coquille showed their experience and their talent and their hustle by coming out here in the third, and they've cut 6 points off this lead. There's the end to Scolari. 22-footer left side. That one's short. Jaeger battles. Can't get it. Davis gets it. Tipped out of there and stolen by McShane. Now the ball's loose on the floor. McShane gets it. Devin McShane with a great steal there on Davis. Gets it right side to White. White, bounce pass inside to Jaeger. Tries to get it back to White. Knocked out of bounds by Davis. The physicality of this Coquille team to bang inside is something the Warriors have not seen and may not see again this year. I'm not sure there's another team that's this physical in 3A. Maybe, but we don't know if we'll see him or not. McShane, top of the key extended, right side to White by the Warrior head, bounce pass to Jaeger, turns around and buries the 8-footer. Nice turnaround jump shot. The kid can elevate. I'll tell you what, he's got 6 in the game. That athleticism in that little short mid-range game really helps against that zone. There's a jump shot miss at the other end. McShane battles, can't get it. Scolari gets it back. He misses the short one, kind of floated that one, and Hatch out of there with a rebound to McShane. McShane, White, 3-pointer right side, no good. Rims in and out, wouldn't stay. In the battle from the baseline, he might have stepped out of bounds, but they don't call it, and Jadaris comes out of there with the ball. Jadaris gets it right or back out on top to Waddington. Waddington with 2 seconds, blocked by Jaeger, and then he was fouled, and they didn't call it. He was hammered from behind. They don't call the foul, and that's the end of the third quarter. Jaeger with a fantastic block came down with the rebound. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. You are listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. After 3, Amity leading Coquille 60-53. We'll be right back.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead the Coquille Red Devils 60-53. 8 minutes to go in this one. Girls lost a tough one by 4 points in overtime after coming from being down 15 after one. And just a great effort there. Hey, if you're hungry for some great barbecue, you love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor, well, it sounds like you need to get yourself to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 right in downtown Amity. Janelle Temple Ralston makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, Janelle offers full-service catering for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. Warrior basketball. McShane will walk it across half court. 2-3 zone here by Coquille still. Right side White patiently looks down on the baseline to Hatch. Gets doubled back out to White. Three-pointer gets fouled. Oh, just came up short on that three, but it was right on line. Waddington fouls him. He's going to get three foul shots. Great job by Sam White. Not to be worried about the guy flying at him. Kept his focus on the shot. Drew the foul. He'll get three foul shots now, right off to get things started here in the fourth quarter. White's a good foul shooter. Buries the first one. And he's had, I think, his best game of his high school career. He had 10 points in the first half. He's got 14 in the game. And now he has 15 in the game. And he's a kid that's put a lot of hours of work into the gym. He's not a football player. He's a kid that spends his fall working on his basketball game. And this year, with his improved defense and just his understanding of how to play at the varsity level, he is a valuable player. Misses the third one. Davis with the rebound. So two out of three for White. DeGeros throws it out of bounds. Thought he had a cutter coming. I think he wanted to pull that back, and it just slipped out of his hands and went out of bounds. I think the cutter was supposed to be Davis, and Davis faked him out. Started to cut and backed up, and when he tried to pull the pass back, he lost it. Dylan Stearns, left side three-pointer. That one's short. Hatch, or Jaeger, battles for it. Gets it, takes it up, hits a little jump hook from about 6 feet. Kodiak Jaeger with 8 points in the game, and now the Warriors press man-to-man full court. Now they back off a little bit as Scolari has the ball, gets to the top of the key, works off a little screen. Dylan Stearns tips the ball away, and Waddington gets it back. 11-point Warrior lead now. Good little burst to start the fourth quarter here for the Warriors. They're extending their defense now. Scolari, top of the key, kicks it over to Waddington. Jaeger right up in his grill. Waddington puts the ball on the floor. Jaeger blocks the shot, and they call a late foul on it. That was a great block, and the referee waited until probably 2 seconds after the play before he made the foul call. Absolutely terrible call. And just a great block by Kodiak Jaeger. He got the ball after it left his hand, swatted across, never touched the player. And they didn't call it on him, of course. They call it on Hatch, who in no way committed a foul on that play. But the official knew that he couldn't call it on Jaeger because Jaeger made a great play. Waddington misses the foul shot. He hasn't done much wrong this game. That's his first miss in 9 attempts. So he'll have a chance to make his 10th one. It rattles around and comes off. He misses a pair, and McShane comes out of there with a rebound. Waddington, uncharacteristically not good there at the foul line, and he's probably maybe a little fatigue setting in. I don't think he's been out of the game. McShane gets fouled going the other way. That's going to be 17 fouls. Or no, White gets fouled going the other way. White's going to go to the line, shoot 1-on-1. He was just there, hit 2 out of 3 about a minute ago. And so Sam White with a chance to add to his 15 points in this game. Just a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. The Warriors have taken what was a 5-point lead, and now they've made it a 12-point lead in a minute. It was a 7-point lead, excuse me. Now they've made it a 12-point lead, and White will have a chance to add to that with one more. Sam White, chance to get his 17th point here in the game. And he does. Great job by Sam at the foul line. He is 6 out of 7 from the foul line tonight. Waddington gets it to Scolari. Jaeger on Waddington. That's a good move by Nelson. Scolari gets all the way to the rim. Beats his man. No help defense coming across soon enough. And then the Warriors turn it over when Scolari puts a little pressure on him. Just a little miscommunication there between Hatch and White, and the ball goes out of bounds. So 11-point game, 66-55. Coquille will have the ball on the baseline, left side of the key a couple of feet. Scolari to trigger it in. Gets it to Hyatt. Hyatt goes strong, kicks it over, and now knocked away by White. Scolari saves it. Scolari tries to go baseline, and Dylan Stearns fouls him. A little congestion over there, and Dylan couldn't get out of Scolari's way when he started to drive. That's going to be the 7th foul. We're going to shoot a lot of free throws the rest of this game. Both teams are already in the bonus with 6:39 to go in the game. And barring a significant change in the way this game is being played, we're going to see a ton of foul shots over the next 6.5 minutes. Scolari at the line, where he is 1 for 2 so far tonight. He had 6 points in the first half. He's got 8 in this half. And that one rims in and out. They've missed 3 free throws in a row. Dylan Stearns pulls it down and gets it to White. White to McShane. Back to White. Top of the key extended. Now back to McShane at the Warrior head. Starts to drive. Fakes. Pulls up on the baseline. Back out to White. Fakes the three. Gets to the foul line. Jump stop. Dumps it inside to Jaeger. Lays it up on the left hand. What a great pass by Sam White. Drew the attention of the defense. Nice jump stop. The defense all moved towards him. He made a great bounce pass as Kodiak Jaeger got some inside position down there as the guys were watching White. Now Scolari drives into traffic. That should be a travel. It is. That's a travel. Great defense by Dylan Stearns. He took away what Scolari wanted to do, and I think Scolari and Waddington are just tired. They have played a lot of minutes. They've played the whole game. They've had to handle the ball and take on the scoring load, and I think they're just worn out. They just don't have the depth at the guard position on this Coquille team. So we're going to have a full timeout with 6:08 to go. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. And we'll be right back. Warriors lead by 13, 6:08 to go.
With unbeatable recreation and plenty of snow, the Northwest is perfect for Ford conversion vans, two-wheel drive and 4x4s. And the only place to buy them is right here at Newburgh Ford. We sell 4x4 conversion vans, both passenger and cargo, to businesses and individuals all across the country. Need a custom van interior for recreation or a mobile office? We can handle it. And nobody beats a Newburgh Ford price. So come and see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We come out of this full timeout. Sorry about the little dead air there. I was talking to Dave Dumbler next to me. We're just discussing the lack of depth of the Coquille's backcourt. Scolari and Waddington are fantastic ball players. I'll tell you what, there's not a team in the state that wouldn't have those guys in their backcourt. The problem is they don't give them any breaks. And they're coming right back into the game, those two. And I know they're just exhausted. You know, they're dog tired out there. They've worked their tails off on both ends of the floor. They had to carry the scoring load as well as defend these excellent perimeter players of the Warriors 24, 25 feet from the basket. Warriors basketball. It's going to be White at the Warrior head. Dumps into the high post to Jaeger. He flips it over to McShane, 22-footer, long. Stearns with the rebound, goes inside to his brother, Derek. He fakes it. Now they go back out. Dylan Stearns, top of the key, pulls up, 18-footer, buries it. Dylan Stearns, he's been a little quiet for a while, just four in this half. He's got 12 in the game, but that was a huge offensive rebound by Derek Stearns. Now, Waddington all the way in, throws up a wild shot, draws a foul. Warriors just need to play good defense and stop trying to be so aggressive that they're ending up in foul trouble. It's going to be on Dylan Stearns. That's his fourth, eighth team foul. Puts Waddington back on the line. The other thing is, by all these fouls, you're giving breaks to Waddington and Scolari, who are exhausted. Been good sportsmanship out there, though. I see the boys talking. I think there's a lot of respect out there, and this is... This is really a Warriors team that enjoys the competition. They love playing a good team that works hard. There hasn't been the slightest bit of bad sportsmanship, even on a couple of hard fouls. The guys are competitive, and there's a lot of respect out there. A pair of free throws there for Waddington. He's just had a great game. He's getting up near 30 points now. There's a long cross-court pass to McShane in the corner. He goes into Derek Stearns, who almost loses it. Get it back to Dylan. They set up again to White. Back to Dylan, corner. Fakes the three, goes baseline. Little floater, hits it. Nice floater on the left side on the baseline by Dylan Stearns. And he's got six in the half, and he's got 14 in the game. Corner three by, there's an air ball by Coquille, and McShane comes out of there with it. And they're not going to call a foul. He gets bumped out of bounds, tries to keep the play going, and they don't call a foul down there. That's, I'll tell you what, one official never blows his whistle, and the other one is a terrible official. So, you know, take your pick. Either way, you're not going to like it probably. Three-point corner shot by Jaderos. He misses. Dylan Stearns with the rebound. 16-point lead now for the Warriors, 73-57. Coquille showing a lot of fatigue. Brandon Wilson pulls up, 12-footer, bangs it home. Beats his guy off the dribble and gets a good look. He's got seven in the game. Nice job by Brandon to get that open look. Warriors keep extending their defense. Waddington being picked up by White out by half court. Penetrates in, kicks it. Scolari, left corner three. That one's short. And in the middle of traffic is Dylan Stearns, and he is pulled to the ground, and he's going to shoot one-on-one going the other way. That's going to be on Hyatt, I think, over the back. Warriors up by 18, 4:30 to go in the fourth quarter, and Dylan Stearns will go to the line. to shoot 1-1. Good rebound in traffic by Dillon. He's given up a few inches to both Hyatt and Davis, and he's given up a lot of pounds. But a great job of fighting in there and staying alive. Coquille, a very good starting five, struggles once they get past that with their bench, and so their guys play a lot of minutes. Dillon Stearns misses a foul shot. Waddington, top of the key, picks up his dribble there, gets it to Scolari. He penetrates inside the foul line, comes up short, ball's loose. Brandon Wilson comes out of there with it. Brandon all by himself takes it in and misses. And the rebound by Dillon Stearns, he puts it in. Took him two chances, but he got it down. Dillon Stearns just running the floor. Now Brandon Wilson hustles back to take away a pass. There's a jump shot challenge by Dillon Stearns. Now they get it out to DeGeneres. DeGeneres gets it in to Davis, pounds it in with the left hand. Dustin Davis with 11 points in the game now. Warriors by 18. Wilson dribbling it out high with Jaderos on him. He goes right past him, lays it up and in. Should have been a foul after the shot. Brandon can't get a call either direction tonight, but a great shot there by Brandon to take his guy off the dribble, get all the way to about 3 feet and put it off the glass. Waddington comes in, his shot challenged. He misses. Dillon Stearns with the rebound. Throws an outlet. That one. White chases it down. Great job by Sam. Cross court pass to Derek Stearns. Derek up. He's going to get called for the offensive foul. Derek doesn't like it. Says the guy was moving on him. But I could see that one coming. It's kind of hard to get away with that when you're 6'5 and the other guy's about 5'11. They're going to usually give that little guy the benefit of the doubt on that. All right. 20-point game, 3:20 to go. Inbound pass to Waddington. Waddington penetrates all the way in. Dillon Stearns challenges it. Waddington gets it to go. And a timeout taken by Coquille. This will be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a minute.
Sears Hometown Store and the home of America's appliance expert says go McMinnville Grizzlies. Sears, 1621 Northeast Baker Street, McMinnville, says stop by when you have questions and stop by. We'd like to get to know you. Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9306. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee.
Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors up 79-61. This was a 7-point game after three and had been as low as, I think, 3 points in the third quarter. Warriors, though, just deep and tenacious and well-conditioned and have continued to put pressure on a Coquille team that's not as deep. Coquille really can't play this fast pace. White drives all the way to the basket, goes down hard, and that's probably the first time I've seen some, I wouldn't say poor sportsmanship, but there was an opportunity for Wyatt to show some better sportsmanship. Could have helped White up, offered him a hand, chose not to. The foul on Davis, he fouls out. Played a good physical game, played hard, and he has a great rebounder around the rim. He's going to foul out with 11 points in the game, a lot of rebounds, and probably left a lot of bruises on some of our big guys. 3:07 to go in the fourth now. I would think the probably should be fewer fouls going out now as this game's been decided now, I think. Probably see a little less physical play out of the teams. White at the line, buries the first one. What a night for Sam White, I tell you. He had 10 points in the first half. He has 8 points in this half, and five of those are at the foul line. And now he has 9 points in this half. So 9 in this half, 10 in the first, 19 for the game. Great game, Sam White, career high. 3 minutes to go in the game. Scolari right side, crosses over, gets baseline, comes up a little short. Derek Stearns with a rebound, quick outlet to Dillon. Dillon pushes it up, now gets to the middle of the floor. Goes left corner, Sam White, three-pointer, no good. And Waddington with the rebound comes out of there. Brandon Wilson back on defense, holds his ground. Waddington lays it in, No call either way there. Waddington adds to his stellar night. 81-63. White brings it up. Crosses over now. He's got Jaderos on him. Jump stop to Stearns. Stearns back to White. White, 18-footer baseline, buries it. 21 points for Sam White. And tell you what, he has been the MVP off the bench. And now McShane not going to let Waddington touch the ball. Jaderos misses the shot, and Derek Stearns coming out of the rebound. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson, top of the key, crosses over, pulls up, 15, buries it. That is his shot, man. Brandon Wilson has hit that three times this game. A little crossover, step back, 15-footer, buries it. And he can hit the three if you lay off him. Jaderos with a three left side. He buries that. Jaderos has not scored a lot of points. That's his first basket of the game. We got some subs coming in. Looks like we're going to get Barber and one of the Mather boys, Daniel, into the game here. White way out top. Backs it out. Minute 30 to go. White comes off the screen from McShane. Steps back. Jump stop in the lane. Bounce pass to Derek Stearns. He puts up the jumper. No good. And Waddington with the rebound. Throws it long to Scolari. Scolari lays it up and in. And Scolari adds to his total for the night. He's got 18 in the game. White, minute to go now. Timeout Warriors so they can get some subs in. Barber and Mather into the game. And what a great game by these Warriors. They had an 11-point lead at halftime. And Coquille came out and played like the Red Devils. They came out in the third quarter with a lot of energy, hit some shots, really got after the Warriors, and were able to cut that lead, I think, down to 3 points with just about a minute to go, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Warriors got it back up to 7 going into the fourth, and then came out with a nice burst, bumped it up to 11, 12, 13 points, and then have just cruised from there. They're up 17, 85 to 68. And just an outstanding fourth quarter of play for the Warriors. Jason Howard going to come in as well. And so it's going to be Howard and Parr. Howard, Parr. Oh, Parr didn't get in soon enough. he didn't go over and check in, and so now he has to wait for another dead ball, and he's getting smack-talked a little bit. So it's going to be Parr's not in the book. That's what happened. Mona said, he can't check in. You didn't put him in the book. So Scott will owe Tyler a little apology after the game. All right. So Barber, Brian Hatch, Daniel Mather, I'll get it right, and Jackson. Jackson from the corner, rims a three, no good. Mather battling inside. Ball goes out of bounds, Warrior basketball. Tommy Jackson in the game, pulls the trigger on a three right away. Looked good, just rimmed in and out. Jackson, a 6 foot, 2-inch junior, real athletic kid. There's the inbound from Barber, gets it to Mather. Mather penetrates in, puts it up, draws contact, he'll go to the line. Daniel Mather with a nice move. Mather, a very good cross-country athlete, good distance runner, and just an outstanding student, great kid, and nice to see him getting some varsity playing time. 56 seconds to go here in the game. Warriors up by 17. Mather makes it 18. Daniel Mather, his first point of the game. He'll get another one. Double bonus action. He rims the second one, doesn't go. So Mather hits one out of two. And it's an 18-point lead, 86-68. Under 50 seconds now. Ball down in the corner. Kicked back out. And there's going to be a three-point attempt that is no good. Ball's loose. And Brian Hatch comes out of there with it. Brian Hatch, always the quickest guy on the floor. Doesn't matter who you're playing. Hatch, top of the key. But he over-dribbles himself. And the ball is stolen by Kohler. Kohler takes it in. He misses. There's a travel underneath by Shep. 6'3 senior, got the rebound, was going to take it right back up, couldn't get the shot off, came back down with the ball. All right, Warriors with the ball, 26 seconds to go. Brian Hatch jogs up the floor with it. Man-to-man defense there by Coquille. Hatch crosses over, fakes the three, goes to Howard. Howard, foul line, turnaround jumper, a little strong, gets the rebound, knocks it out to Hatch. Hatch dribbles it back out. They miss Jackson underneath the floor. Mather dumps it into Howard. Howard turns back out to Mather. No shot now. 2-1, and that's the game, folks. Final score, Amity 86 and Coquille 68. I want to thank the Red Raiders for making the trip up here. Great kids, work their tails off. Just don't have the depth to be able to compete with the depth of Amity. And once again, we talked about earlier in this season, it's that Amity depth that just keeps putting pressure on them the full length of the game. And that's what Scott was concerned about, is that wanted to make sure that they thought, he thought he could wear them down if they just kept coming after it. All right, let me take a quick commercial break. When I come back, I'll give you some scoring totals for the teams. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. It's a great night to be a Warrior. We'll be right back.